This is Lily, participant ID 7024. All right, before we start, Lily, can you please hit a buzzer for me? Any buzzer that you want to hit.
This one?
Yeah, you can hit any of them. Sounds good. And you'll get to hit all of them if you want to throughout. So, the first one's super easy. You said you're 7.5.
Okay.
This one's going to be really easy for you. This is just alphabet. I'm sure you've done that before,
yeah.
Right? So I just want you to tell me what letter this is and what you see in the picture. And then if you can, maybe think of something else that starts with the same letter. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, give it a try.
A. Apple. Do names count?
Yeah, anything.
Aubrey.
That sounds good. That was amazing. That's exactly what you need to do.
B. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Good job.
C. Cookies. Cook.
Good job. What's your favorite flavor of cookies?
Chocolate chip.
That's mine too.
D. Duck. Done.
You are so smart.
E. Elephant. Egg. F. Fish. Fishing pole.
Good job.
G. I don't know what that word is. Guitar?
Yep. Good job. See, you got it.
Green. H, house, horse. I, ice, igloo.
That's what I was thinking too.
J, juice, jump. K, key.
Ooh, do you know someone named?
Yeah, we were in the same grades in kindergarten and preschool.
Are you guys friends?
Yep. L, leaf, Liam. M, monkey, monster. N, nose, nut.
You're speeding through these. You're doing so well.
O, orange, octopus.
Good job.
P, plate, pirate. Q, quack, queen.
Mm-hmm.
R, red, reed. S, spider. C, T, table, top. U, umbrella.
These last three can be a little tricky.
U-turn.
Good job. I haven't heard that one yet. That was really creative.
Z, vacuum.
V, let's see. Can you think of a color that starts with a V? It's kind of like purple.
Violet.
Good job.
W, watch, wind.
Mm-hmm.
X, x-ray, xylophone.
You're a genius, good job.
Y, yogurt, yellow.
Last
Z,
one.
Zebra.
Where do you go to see a zebra?
Zoo.
Good job. You did amazing. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me then.
You're doing an awesome job.
That one's one of my favorites. It sounds like a doorbell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Since you did so good on this one, I know you're going to do so good on this one. This one's super easy, too.
One.
I just want you to tell me the number like you just did,
yeah.
And then maybe tell me something that tell me what number comes after, but careful, because it gets a little tricky. Okay?
Okay.
So, guess what number comes after.
2. Then I do 2, 3. 2, 3. 3, 4. 4, 5. 5, 6. 6, 7. 7, 8. 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10. 10, 11. 11, 12. 12, 13. 13, 14. 14, 15. 15, 16.
This is where it gets tricky. What happened?
Some numbers are gone?
They skipped some numbers. So we went from 15 to what?
20.
Okay, what do you think is going to come after then? If we went from 15 to 20, where are we going to go from 20 to?
25?
Oh my god, you're so smart. What about now?
25, 30.
Okay, you did amazing. But this, we're going to trick you again. So what do you think is going to come after?
30, 40?
Oh my goodness.
40, 50. 50, 60. 60, 70. 70, 80. 80, 90. 90, 100.
You did so good. We're going to trick you again here. So, what do you think is going to come next?
200?
Are you kidding me? How did you know? Did you do this before?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god. What about
200, 300?
See, this one I really don't understand. We went to 500. So the next number after this is really big.
1,000?
And you didn't do this before?
I didn't do this before.
Oh my god. Alright, you did amazing in that. So, this one is also super easy. Have you done addition in school yet?
Yes.
All right, so you just give it a try if you want to. If not, I just want you to read out what it says.
9 plus 7 equals.
Do you want to give it a try or do you want to just move on?
Just move on, because when I was in kindergarten, I did three-digit math.
So,
yeah. 19 minus 1 equals.
Have you seen this sign?
I know it means times.
Okay.
6 times 3 equals.
Good job. And what about this sign?
No.
This is a division sign. So we'll say divided by. So can you say
21 divided by 3 equals.
Good job. You did amazing. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. You did so well. You know, no one's been able to guess all the numbers like you did. You're so smart. Alright, the next one's a little bit silly, but it's really easy. Alright, so there's going to be some weird words in here, but I'll explain to you how this game goes. So this is one light, okay?
Okay.
If this is one light, what's this?
Two lights.
Good job.
One purse.
We're going to call this a bag.
One bag.
Mm-hmm.
Two bags.
This is where the weird words come in. We're going to call this a yacht.
One yak,
mm-hmm.
Two yak, one.
This is called a smide.
Smide.
Mm-hmm.
Two smide.
This is called a kel.
One kel,
mm-hmm.
Two kel, one rock,
mm-hmm.
Two rock.
Good job.
Is that what you would call it? If you had one rock and then you had two of them, what would you?
Two rocks. One.
This is called a pite.
One pite.
Mm-hmm.
Two pites. One slide.
Mm-hmm.
Two slides. One stamp.
We're going to call this a bell.
Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells. One.
This is a funny looking picture. This is called a yag. Can you
one
say yag?
One yag, two yag, one crib,
mm-hmm.
Two cribs, one shoe, two shoes.
Good job.
One boat.
We're gonna call this a ship, but you're close.
One ship. Two ships. One.
We're gonna call this a dup.
Dup?
Mm-hmm.
One dup. Two dup. One.
This is called a skack.
Skack.
A skack.
Skack.
Mm-hmm. One skack.
Two skack.
Good job.
One.
We're gonna call this a brip.
What?
A brip.
A brip.
Brib? A brib.
One brib.
Oh, it's a B, yeah.
Two brib. One.
We're gonna call this a mip.
Mip?
Mm-hmm.
One mip. Two mip.
This is called a foo.
One foo. Two foo. One sandwich?
Close. We're gonna call this, it is a sandwich. We're gonna call this a snack.
One snack. Two snack.
Is that what you call it? What would you say if you had two of them?
Snacks? Two snacks?
Good job.
One mug?
We're gonna call this a cup.
One cup. Two cups. One light.
We already did this, didn't we? So, we're all done. You did amazing. Aren't those some silly words?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You're doing great.
All right, next one. We're doing presenter, right? Friend? Okay. Next one, we're going to do a really fun task, so I'm excited to see what you come up with these. But before we start, go ahead and hit another buzzer. All right, this one is one of my favorites. There's a picture here with a lot of things going on.
Yes.
So I want you to tell me what you see in the picture and then maybe come up with a story about what's going on in the picture.
I see a lion, a boy, an upside down fish, lily pads, a boat, a dragonfly, plants, a flower. That's all. Mostly water.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going on in the picture?
The boy made a best friend with a lion, and then they went on a boat ride, and then they saw some funky fish that were upside down, mm-hmm. trying to do a spin. Then they saw a dragonfly in the air flying above them that was rainbow.
Wow. Would you ever be friends with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because it would probably just eat me.
And how come the lion didn't eat the boy?
I don't know.
You don't know? Maybe the lion's vegetarian.
True.
Anything else you see in the picture?
Not really.
Alright, we can move on to the next one. Same thing.
I see a car, a sock, a bag, a bed, a boy, an airplane, a paper airplane, mm-hmm. a window, a tree, a fish, some books, towels, blankets and pillows.
What do you think? Why do you think there's no ceiling?
I don't know why. I can't.
I don't know. You think it's he just took it off? You think he's imagining
it? I think he
it?
Just punched it off.
Punched it off. Wow, he must be really strong. What do you think about his room?
I think he never cleans his room.
Is that what your room looks like?
A lot of the time.
A lot of the time?
Yes. I think he's playing that he is driving a plane.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you think he's a pilot?
Yeah.
And he's practicing maybe?
Yes. On his in his bedroom.
In his bedroom.
With his fish.
With his fish. You think this is the same boy as the last picture?
Yeah.
You think he caught that fish?
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe. All right, let's move on to the next one.
A marine.
Got it?
Yep. I see an octopus, a scientist, a mouse, books, a pencil, a magnifying glass, tape. That's all I can basically describe. Oh, and a garbage can.
Mm-hmm. What do you think's going on in this picture?
They're trying to do something with science.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the octopus is doing there, though?
I don't know, actually.
Do you think he's a scientist, or are they trying to do science on him?
I think they're trying to do science on him.
What do you think they're trying to figure out? Like, if you were to research on an octopus, what would you want to know?
Figure out why they have 8 legs.
That's a good question. You think they're all legs? Do you think some of them are arms?
Yes.
Anything else you see?
Nope. A big onion,
mm-hmm.
A farmer, a slug, well, a couple slugs, clouds, fence, a shovel, that's all, leaves.
How did the onion get so big?
Maybe it was staying in there for 500 years.
Oh my god, 500 years?
Yep.
That must have taken a long time to get that out.
Yeah.
Anything else you see? What do you think she's gonna do with the onion?
I think she's gonna feed it to her whole family.
Just an onion? They're all gonna eat an onion?
Maybe. She'll add other stuff.
Other stuff too,
like
maybe?
Like slugs.
Oh my, would you eat that?
Nope.
No. Alright, well, anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Nope.
Alright, well, you did amazing in that. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Great job.
Which one have you not hit yet? Do you remember?
I've hit all of them.
You've hit all of them? Alright, go ahead and hit another one that you liked, or you can hit two at once. That's a funny sound. All right. This one's also super easy. Can you read this for me? Sound it out.
I can't sound that out. The djembe is a drum from West Africa. The word djembe means everyone come together in peace. The drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play their drum in a group. 3 or 4 may be played together to make a drum circle. People come together to hear the drum, and they like to dance with the beat. The people also tell a story with their dancing. The, what was it? Djembe?
The djembe?
Has a shell made of hardwood. The top is made from the skin of a goat. It can be different sizes. This kind of drum can be 12 to 15 inches around, as high as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. And this kind of drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can be very low or it can be very high. The music can also be quiet or can be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play a drum. It was rare to see a woman play a drum in West Africa, so people were surprised when they saw a woman djembe play. The woman had to work very hard to get to play. Now there are women drum circlers, and the women are just as good as playing music as the men. The kind of drum first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even seen in our country. The next time you listen to music, you may hear the beat of a djembe in this song.
Have you ever played a drum?
I think in music class in kindergarten.
Class? All right. Let's do this one.
This story takes place in 1955. One day, Rosa Parks had a long day at work. Rosa was 42 years old. She was black. She waited for the bus to go home. She was very tired. Rosa got on the bus and sat down. The seat she sat.
Bless you.
The seat she sat in was in the front of the bus. In 1955, the city she lived in had an unfair law. The law
stated
that if people were not, if people were not enough seats on the bus, the white people, black people must let the white people sit in their seats. Soon after Rosa got on the bus, the seats were full. Then more white people got on the bus. The white people waited for Rosa to get up from her seat. Rosa didn't think it was fair. She did not want to be treated poorly any longer just because she was black. Said no and did not give up her seat. Rosa Parks was arrested and put in jail. Many people found out what had happened. Some did not think it was fair and felt mad. So the black people in her town decided, we are not going to ride the bus until the laws change. For 1 year, the black people did not ride the bus. Finally, the law was fixed. Rosa Parks had helped black people to be treated fairly. She was a role model and leader. All across the United States, people began to insist on being treated fairly.
You know, you're such a great reader. Do you like reading?
Yes.
Yeah? All right, this is our last one in reading. We can just finish this paragraph off.
Marcos loves to run. When he runs, he beats all the other boys at school. He runs to make touchdowns in football. Marcus wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. If you want to go to Ohio State, said his grandma said, you me to get good grades in school. Marcus goes to school every day. He pays attention and listens to his teacher. He does all his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcus, but he does his best. His dream is to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for doing that reading for me. You're such a great reader. It was so fun to hear you read.
Thank you.
Next up,
you're doing an awesome
is
job.
More pictures, so can you please hit another buzzer for me? Any two, any one, any three that you want to do. That's a funny sound. All right. This one's also super easy. I want you to look at the picture and tell me what the person's doing, and then if you can, describe to me how you would do it.
The person is brushing his teeth. How I would do it, I would first go on the outside and then go in the inside.
Okay.
He is washing his hands. I would put my hands underwater, get my soap, scrub it, and then put it underwater.
Mm-hmm.
He is tying his shoes. How I would do it, I would do a knot, then make two bunny loops, and then cross them, and then tuck one through the middle underneath it. She is putting cereal in her bowl. How I would do it, I would get something and scoop the stuff out and put it in my bowl.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't really have one.
You don't have a favorite cereal?
He is getting dressed. How I would do it, I would first put my underwear on, then my shorts, then I would put my shirt on.
Where do you think it's like maybe summer? What do you think the weather is?
I think
like?
It's, I think he's just getting in a comfy outfit.
Getting in a comfy outfit.
She is making cupcakes. How I would do it, I would put the frosting on and then put some sprinkles on that are rainbow.
Do you know how to make a cupcake? Ever made a cupcake before?
Yeah, I've made cupcakes a lot.
Do you remember how?
Not really.
No. Do you remember what ingredients you used?
No.
No. What's your favorite flavor of cupcake?
Chocolate.
Chocolate's good.
Triple chocolate.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
The person is painting a sun. How I would do it, I would put my paintbrush in water, then I would put my paintbrush in yellow, color it in the middle, then I would put my paintbrush back into water, dry it off, and then put it in orange, and then paint lines around the yellow.
Do you like painting? Do you paint at home or
yeah.
school? What do you like painting?
I like to paint kitties and dogs.
Ooh.
Because I'm planning to be a vet when I grow up.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yep. He is buckling a seatbelt. I would just take it, then put it down where I'm supposed to.
So, if you were to be a vet, what kind of animals would you want to work with?
Big cats.
Big cats?
Yep. I was going to go to the zoo, but it was too full. So.
Today you were going to go to the zoo?
Yep.
The Columbus Zoo?
Yeah.
Have you been before?
Yeah, yesterday we were going to go to the wilds.
Oh, my.
So.
That's so exciting. That's going to be amazing when you're a vet. You get to hang out with all kinds of animals.
Yep. The person is feeding their teddy bear.
Kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah. I would put my teddy bear on a chair and I'd get something in a bowl and then feed it like The person is dressing up. Is that a boy or a girl?
I couldn't tell you, but what do you think this person's dressed up as? I see like a million different costumes.
I do not know.
What do you usually dress up as? Do you
ballerina.
Dress up for Halloween?
Yeah.
Ballerina?
Yeah. I like to dress up as a ballerina.
That's pretty.
They are going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing soccer.
Do you play any sports?
No. Well, I do martial arts.
Ooh. That counts.
They are doing blocks. I just usually try and just make a tiny castle.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing someone on a swing.
Do you usually get pushed or do you do it
I
yourself?
Just get a little push or I just pump my legs.
Mm-hmm.
They are giving the other person candy, a lollipop.
Do you usually share your candy?
No.
No? You're like you're gonna eat it yourself?
Yes. He is thinking.
What do you think he's thinking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Alright, well that's all the pictures, so we're
great
on to
job.
Thank you, Jiva. We're on to our last task, so go ahead and hit any buzzer you want. Oh, are you going to try to hit all of them? That's fun. All right. Let's see if we can find a picture to talk about. Since you like animals, what about this really silly one? What's going on in this picture?
A very rich princess goat who is always eating candy is sitting on her throne.
Isn't that so funny?
Yes.
How do you think the goat became a princess? Do you think the goat took over, or do you think the goat was just born a princess?
I think the goat was just born by the queen.
Born a princess, huh. All right, well, let's do one last one, and then we can be all done.
A pig is taking a bath and with 1,000 bubbles and left a lot of stuff on the floor.
Mm.
And that's not usual for a pig to take a bath.
As a vet, would you give a pig a bath?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't think they do that either.
All
right, well, thank you so much for participating today. You did such an amazing job. Do you want to see Jibo dance?